worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We're back! It's Thursday, 2 o'clock. Yeah, it's Freak 30. A lot happened since we're off, so what's the dirty? Barbara Walters officially left the building. Pope B died and we're reeling. 3 minutes and computers doing students working. Holy crap, Kara's updating our socials. No, seriously, she's really doing it. Turn up the speakers, turn down the lights. I got a feeling it's gonna be fun tonight. We're back, all right. It's about damn time.
My God.
The sensual vocals.
Wow.
It's Freak 30? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, you know, I did come up with something new. It's Bad Bitch O'Clock, it's Freak 30, but what's in between? Quarter After Thighs.
Welcome to a freak accident. We are thrilled to be back. It is a big moment for the show because not only is it the first time we've seen each other in 3 weeks, it's our first new episode of 2023, so it's mm-hmm. new year,
woo,
new show, except not really. Everything's pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it is also our 7th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Mickey, let that sink in.
Here's your box of chocolates.
What's the 7th year anniversary? What do you get somebody?
I have no idea.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Look it up.
I did that last year, too. But anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a freak accident. Welcome to our show.
You've been married more than 7 years.
Yeah, but I was behind a couple. So anyway, we are back, and the show is a freak. What are you looking at?
The answer is copper or wool.
Oh, you're all getting wool. Just a
wool
spindle of wool.
Yeah, wool. Just a spindle.
It just said wool.
Here, knit your own crap.
I'm going to get you all sheep.
I would love that gift.
Not only do we get a spindle of wool, or not a spindle of wool, we have to make the spindle of wool.
Yeah.
That would be a bad gift.
Mickey, that's right up your alley, though, contributing to the compound that you're building.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. But yeah, a freak accident. That's the name of our show. In case you didn't figure that out yet, it's the best mistake ever. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And if you'd like to reach out to us, you can do that by sending an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. I am thrilled to see you guys. It really, the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Aww. No, it doesn't.
Let me tell you, the holidays were looking great until I almost watched a guy die on the field on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
That football
was,
game?
Yeah. The guy had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he died twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like ridiculous, especially when you look at that situation because it looked like such a benign tackle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he stands up and then just goes down. And you're like, wow. And I read somewhere like there's a thing if you like get hit in the chest at precisely the right moment, it will stop your heart.
It happens to leaguers. That's why little leaguers have to wear those chest protectors now.
Okay.
With the ball.
Yeah, it's called commodio cordis.
God bless you.
Thank you.
But no, Crisco.
So
two more syllables in there.
Here's the thing, though. Now, if I'm a football player and I just learned that that can happen, I'm retired.
Yeah,
goodbye.
That's too scary.
I am not risking a slightly above average tackle ending my life. I am not risking.
Well,
that.
Not only that, he's right now. He's improving.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
He's not breathing. He's at 50% oxygen,
okay,
which is good. It means he's at least breathing 50% of it. But the only problem is I look at it as they were giving CPR for
9 minutes.
9 minutes. So what kind of quality of life is he going to have after?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I know that the good, I mean, if there's a silver lining to it, his foundation, the Toys for Tots Foundation, I think he did,
some
or something
kind of
like
toy
that.
Drive, yeah.
$5.5 million. He was looking to make maybe $25,000.
I saw that. Yeah, within like, I think they raised $3 million within like 40 minutes or something like that, which is awesome. I mean, that is one silver lining thing. That's like one of those things where you're like, oh, look, humanity doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes.
It can happen. It's possible.
It's very rare.
But it takes a tragedy for it to happen. That's right. The unfortunate
thing. Yeah, people don't want to do it like on their own.
Right.
But yeah. But anyway, yeah, we're back, and it is our seventh year. Lucky number seven. To somebody, to some of us. we're thrilled, man, to be doing this for 7 years. Maybe this will be the year. Lucky seven. This is the year that we go viral and
eyebrows.
Get big and famous. But no, this is...
I'm working on getting big, but I don't know about...
We're not...
yeah, I'm getting big, definitely.
We're all getting big.
I'm getting swole.
No, not swole.
We're not...
I'm getting thick.
It's thick 30.
It's thick 30.
Yeah, it is thick 30.
But yeah, we're thrilled that you are listening to the show. If you've been here all 7 years, my God, amazing. Mm.
Yeah.
And also, that therapy bill has got to be astronomical. But if you're new, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We're thrilled to have you. I can't wait. I always say this, but I really do can't wait to see where the show goes from here.
I really do can't wait.
I thought I heard that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Tip her dat.
Yeah, Rabbit and Scavern, we're there right out the gate. We're fine. How was your guys' holidays?
I had an allergic reaction to something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. How bad?
Well, here's the
thing. Did you have Cordio Capulc or whatever that thing was called?
Komodo Camino. Komodo Dragon?
Yeah, that's it. It's the Komodo Dragon.
Nailed it. So we were supposed to go to Atlantic City for Golfer's birthday, and Christmas Eve I was like really itchy. And let me let you know, I have no allergies. No known allergies my entire life.
Did
you
have burning pee?
No. That's
okay,
because
I was going to
say,
I was itchy like
my arms and my armpits and like my chest and like my thighs and stuff. It was awful. And I'm like, well, maybe I just irritated my skin. So I let it go. And then the next morning I woke up and it was really still very itchy. And everyone was telling me just go to urgent care because it was going to suffer. And I'm like, urgent care this time of year is going to be disastrous and I'm going to get sick and no thank you. So I put it off like a dummy. And then the next morning I woke up. Well, actually, I woke up throughout the night
itching
off and on, itching and like hurting, like my skin hurt, like I wanted to peel it off. It was really bad. I never experienced that before. And then my chest was getting tight. So I ended up getting in touch with my doctor like on call, and I sent him like a bunch of pictures. And he said I was having a very bad reaction to something. And he put me on prednisone, like a high dose, and it's getting better now. But I went for a follow-up yesterday, and he said I'll probably never know what caused the allergic reaction. Because apparently, so he said not food, because of the way it presented.
Right.
And it wasn't like bacterial or fungal or anything like contagious. But he said... yeah, it was really gross. But he did say that, like, chemicals and things on clothing, like, say I was trying on clothes over the holidays at a store, or I touched
something new.
Right. So he said it could stay on your skin and work its way into your skin for several weeks before you might see a reaction sometimes. So it could have been something I touched that morning. It could have been something I touched 3 weeks prior.
Lovely.
He said, unless it happens again, I'll probably never know, and just chalk it up to bad luck.
Isn't there a test you can get done that'll tell you what you're allergic to?
There is an allergy test, but he said it's not worth it because I have no other real allergies. So he said it's not really worth it to go through it unless I actually see this happening again.
Well, considering you became a sheet of sandpaper, I would want to know what caused that.
Yeah, but I didn't even want to go to the ER. So what does that say?
Man, how exciting is life for her now? Yeah. Every day is like a game of Russian roulette. Will that thing cause me to itch my freaking skin off my flesh? I don't know. We'll find out. Whatever it was, I don't even know.
The things I'm obsessed and worried about, and then the things that I won't be bothered with, it makes no sense to me.
We
either.
Know.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's fine. I know that. But the rash is gone.
That was nice and clean. When we get sponsored by some like fungal cream.
Oh, is that what we're going for?
I said it wasn't fungal or bacterial or worms or whatever you said it was.
It was probably worms.
And when I called the on-call
tiny little worms
people,
crawling all over you.
That's so disgusting. You know what I just pictured? I just pictured...
Like microscopic. There's just millions
of
them.
Oh, God. I just pictured those... You know those empty things that are in craft stores that look like the middle of a flower with the big holes?
No.
Empty things.
Now you're in the middle of telling us a story after that and you just stopped. What happened?
Is it a decoration?
Yeah.
Is it like a floral decoration?
Yeah,
so it is a flower.
Yeah, it's like the middle of a flower where the middle of it is, and it has big holes like a honeycomb.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. I forget what the plant is, but I know.
But it makes me think of that, and then the worms coming out of it is what my point was.
Yeah, and then you had a story before that you're like, and when I was on the phone, and then you
Oh, I was going to tell you that the lady was really rude to me. She said, I said, can I have the on-call doctor call me? And she was like... And I went, well, I mean, and she went, what's the problem? I'm like, I have a rash. And she's like, is it oozy and like burning or something? And I went, well, no. And she went, And I went, could you please have them call me? She went, I guess. What's your name? And I was like, wow. I actually just said, wow, rude. Like,
I guess.
It was Christmas. And I'm like, wow, rude. Like, she was so rude. And
That happened on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day. Like, the day, yeah, Christmas
Merry
Day.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
you were just about to say, not Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas.
Santa brought you a flare-up.
Yeah, she was that nice. And I was already miserable. I was crying. My mom came over. It was really bad. I was like a big baby. Terrible.
Mickey, what's new with you?
Nothing.
You got a cat that's crapping all over your house.
Aww. No, he's not crapping all over the house, but I do have a new cat.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sucker.
He likes murderer a lot.
Oh, he does.
That was adorable,
that
picture.
It is hysterical. It is so funny. Because I'll walk around the house, he does not care where I go. He just sits on murderer.
But he follows murderer. That's funny. What does murderer think? Has he ever been a cat person?
Nope. Nope.
He is now, though, isn't
he? Yep.
It happens just like that. That's all it
magic.
Takes. Yeah. Did you guys get anything cool for Christmas?
Besides your herpes?
Wow. Like chest herpes. That's a...
Thanks.
Herpes.
Thanks.
No, it's the, if it involved your boobs, it'd be burpees.
Oh, you got burpees.
I did have burpees.
Oh, God.
Anyway, what?
Did you get anything for Christmas that was cool?
Yeah, I got this ring that has Timmy's birthstone in it, like a mother's ring of my dog.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's getting worse.
And I got the picture in my office of me and Timmy.
Yeah. It is a nice picture.
Thank you.
It's like a matted thing that says like my best friend, da 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 da.
And slowly it's becoming my only friend.
It's Timmy, not her husband.
No.
Yeah, I know. I even said that to her, and she's like, oh.
Although I was proud of you, I did see the Facebook photos of you and your husband. I was like, hey, I'm like, he does exist.
He's a real person, I know. I was going for Timmy, and I'm like, let's take a picture. I'm like, hey, you want to get in this with us?
I was going to say, it was probably like she was taking more pictures of Timmy, and Golfer just like dove into frame, like, ah!
He actually looks like he did.
I hear him. Yeah, it does.
I'm real, goddammit.
Anybody else get anything? Good? Mother's rings?
Yeah, that's why I got it for Timmy.
No.
I mean, I got a. I was telling Mickey before you guys got here. I got a painting set. It's over there.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, everything
not being painted.
Well, I'm doing the podcast right now, Mickey. That would be some multitasking talent if I were doing that.
I mean, you could.
Ooh. I'm going to paint something that encapsulates my hatred for you.
Fantastic.
It's going to be abstract, very intense,
like everything I do.
Yeah, but so I'm excited. I mean, I've always wanted to like paint.
Yeah.
And so I'm finally going to get the opportunity,
cool.
Which is exciting.
You artsy-fartsy Nancy.
Yeah. Do you have like an idea in mind? Like what kind of thing are you going to paint? Is it going to be like shapes?
Classic nude.
He said abstract.
I just thought.
Well, then that's just me.
I'm kind of going to try a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do something that's a combination of it all. It'll be like a tasteful nude that's also abstract. So basically I'm going to paint Lazy E's
butthole. Picasso.
Oh, okay. Paint me like your little French girls.
I needed you to
girls.
Do that because, like, I don't really I'm sorry, know. Yeah. I'm yeah. all my everything yeah. I draw looks like an alligator, so it makes it.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what it is.
I might try like landscapes, though. I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna try a little bit
watch
of everything.
Some Bob Ross.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I already do that. I love that. But I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Now you can follow along.
Yeah,
and actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like I said, I know almost nothing. I bought a book to go along with it to teach me how to do it,
oh,
which I was telling Mickey I like
because
like the book, you open it and it's like table of contents. All right. Next page. It's like materials needed. I'm like, yes, we're straight to business. None of that garbage. Like when you go to
gotta get into the right mind.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't need it. The introduction. Art began 9 billion years ago when human beings rubbed mud on the side of pottery. It's like, I don't need none of that. I don't need to know the history of art or what it feels like to be a painter. Just tell me what I need to know. I don't need the blog before the recipe. Just give me the ingredients. That's it.
Very creative.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
So you'll be rating that book a 5-star+.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Totally did not waste my time. Got right down to business. Nice. Like I appreciate. So yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to be good at, if I'm going to be good at all, but I'm going to try.
Aw, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Hobbies are fun.
Good. Something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you got nothing.
I got a rock. I got stuff.
Just stuff, though. Like the typical thing, adult things that you get now.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I know I got some cool stuff. I got a Bengals sneakers. I got a Bengals shirt that says Joe. It's about Joe Burrow, but I can't say the other word because it's a German word for the S word.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice.
It just says Joe.
Joe.
Yeah. And then Mickey, what if you haven't been up to anything else? So did you get anything for? You don't celebrate Christmas, do you?
I try not to. It never works.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got bed sheets that I picked out 2 months before with Murderer's Mother.
Oh well, that's you gotta sleep in something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially after we found out that Motley has been ripping our bed sheets. Oops.
Motley's the name of her boyfriend.
She's mad that there's a cat in the house. She's very jealous.
She's taking it out on
she's
you.
She's so jealous. Oh, she's no. She's not taking it out on me. It's only on murderer's side of the bed.
All right.
Big dumps.
Yep.
But yeah, thrilled to see you guys. Glad to be back. 7 years. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here while we got here. Or if, like I said, if you're brand new, even if this is the first episode you've ever heard, welcome. We are thrilled to have you here.
Send us some wool.
Yeah, yeah. Send us some wool to celebrate.
More wool.
If you can knit anything, send it to us.
No, we just want the wool.
Lazy he's stockpiling for
Come
some,
on.
Some reason.
More wool talk. That's what we need on this show.
That would wool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would wool hard.
This show wools.
I liked it and I didn't. All at the same time.
It kind of hurt even saying it.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I should shower, but I don't know if maybe a bath, like a nice long bath. With
wool
a bath.
Yeah.
Oh, they could get us one of those Wooly Willies that you draw, that you put the thing on there.
Ew, why does that sound so gross?
It's true. That's what they are. They're magnet
it
things.
Sounds weird.
On the show today, our first show of the new year here, we are going to give our implausible prognostications for the year, and we're going to see if anybody won from last year. Mm. Although I think that answer is no.
No.
I thought maybe, but I'm getting like my years mixed up now. Like the dementia is starting to set in now that I'm so old and I'm confused. So I don't think anybody won last year, though, but we'll go over those. We've got a segment on needy people and six things they do and how to counteract those things, how to deal with these people. We've got 10 banished words for 2023, words that we're not allowed to say anymore. Because we're in the
I'm going to have an argument with those.
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear him get mad over this.
Nice.
I am.
Somebody tried to copy the scheme from The Office Space. We'll see if it paid off. And we got 10 uncommon things that should be normalized.
Okay.
I guess moving forward. So a whole big fat episode coming right at your face.
Yeah, and it's thick.
And it all starts with what fuels us. And what fuels us is Parlor Beverages.
Yeah, it does. I'm dizzy from that. Oh, Parler is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever go down. But Parler isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
So over the holiday, we enjoyed some Parler root beer. Woo-hoo! The whole fam. A New Year's resolution, if you didn't make one yet, drink more freaking root beer.
All right. So that means you got to stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparler.com right now and order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparler.com.
Parler Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Wormhole!
Aww.
We're in it. We are in it.
The wormhole, that's where the worms crawled out of to begin
Kara's rash.
Encrusting Kara's body.
Yeah, that flower with all the holes.
Gross.
Look at his face. What if someone just skipped to this part of the episode?
Yeah, they just accidentally like hit fast forward or whatever, their thumb slipped and hit this timestamp, and they just hear the flower with the holes. Totally. So this is our implausible prognostication segment. We do this every year, usually at the top of the year. What we do is we make some unlikely predictions for the coming year, just for fun, to see if any of them come true. And if they do, then we owe each other money.
Yeah, $5.
$5 a piece, which for the winner would be $15 in total.
You get them all right. That's a decent chunk of change.
Yeah, yeah. And the rules of this have been refined over the years.
Yeah.
I think to be a little bit more fair.
Not because of anybody's fault, Kara.
Yeah. I mean...
Whatever.
He's just speaking truth to power. That's it. But anyway, so what we do is we each give a prediction on a general news event for the coming year, one celebrity death or the death of some kind of influential person, and a scandal of some kind.
Okay,
so first, last year's predictions were, Lazy E, that the Bengals would win the Super Bowl.
Oh, it was so close.
Which did not happen. You predicted that Britney Spears would die.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And that Joe Biden would cheat on his wife.
Yeah, why not?
We don't know for sure. Maybe that one did happen.
Maybe he's got that mush brain so bad that when he's with his wife, he thinks she's somebody else. Yep. So maybe that's actually happening. You know, when your brain is mashed potatoes to that degree, I mean, you don't know what he's thinking. Kara.
Yes.
You said you thought that TikTok was going to get shut down.
Aw, so close.
You predicted that Kim Kardashian would die.
Okay.
And that the Queen of England was actually, the scandal was that we were going to find out she had already been dead for some time and was being played by an imposter for some sort of period of time.
We didn't find that out. Yeah. That would have been a good one, though.
It would have.
Darn.
Mickey, you said that a tsunami was going to hit New Jersey.
Nope.
It's mostly just you were wishing that would happen. Yeah. Not that you thought it actually might. You predicted Angelina Jolie would die. Nope. And that it would be revealed that the COVID results that people were getting was basically just like a random, yeah, you're positive, yeah, you're negative, yeah, you're positive kind of thing. Which may or may not be true.
We
don't really know for sure.
No, we haven't gotten answers yet.
And I said that we would discover that the hollow earth theory was at least partially true. That Lazy E gave, I remember he was absolutely disgusted by that. Even the remotest suggestion of such a thing last year. I predicted Kamala Harris would die.
Mm.
She's still with us.
Yeah.
And I also predicted that that Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's consort, or whatever she was, I predicted that we would actually get the client list, and that it would lead to a bunch of corporations going under and nations being thrown into upheaval, and that didn't happen either, which is like really suspicious that we don't know information. I feel like that would be valuable to know. Like, maybe the free world deserves to know.
No, they don't.
Yes, we do. I'm a part of the free world, and I demand answers. But those were our predictions last year. 0.0% of them were correct.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of this game, is that it's implausible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In years past, we've just done likely predictions, and that's how some people have won money.
I'm still having trouble with Scandal. This is a hard one.
Okay.
But we'll get to it.
Well, we'll start with news story. Okay. Right. If each of us wants to give a news story and then that we predict for the coming year.
All right. So, very unlikely that this will happen, but one country will land on Mars.
In this year?
This year.
Ooh.
Prognostication!
It's like, yeah, here comes Luxembourg with this massive space program they've been working on for a generation and just haven't told anybody about it.
Yeah, Sierra Leone. They don't feed their people, but they build rockets that go to Mars.
They feed the jet engines.
Yeah. They feed science.
The Jedi were already on Mars.
What?
They found like a lightsaber thing in a picture on Mars. Did you see it?
Oh, no, Kara. Kara. Oh, no. Oh, my God. You're so stupid.
I'm trying not to scream. Like, I'm gritting my teeth because I'm trying not to scream.
What's your news story, Kara?
Did you guys not see it? I'll show it
to you. We're ignoring you. What's your news story?
My news story is that we will connect with outer space life
forms. Star Wars is real. That's her news story.
We will connect with outer space aliens through the metaverse.
Prognostication.
What do you think the metaverse is?
Virtual reality. Is it?
I guess
the aliens have a broadband connection.
That's like what I'm saying. Maybe they're going to be like, here's how we're going to first make contact. They won't. Then they're going to think everyone's nuts, and then we're going to find out it's real.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting freaking Xfinity out there in the Meridian system. Nikki, news story.
I'm going to go with the GPT chat. That is the AI intelligence that has been writing everything recently.
That was actually in my song.
Yeah.
So I'm going with this year, it's going to become so smart that they're going to stop writing books, and it's only going to be written by an AI.
Oh, that would suck.
Prognostication!
What's it using for its inputs on that? Is it crappy movies?
Everything online.
Okay, so my news story is that, you know that James Webb telescope that they got floating around up there now, taking all kinds of cool pictures of the depths of space?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out that it sees something out there that is like absolutely terrifying.
Ooh.
And that's what's gonna end up coming. Oh, where did our wormhole slipped away from?
Yeah, hang on.
We transversed into another part of space.
We're just in a black hole now.
Yeah, now we're in the bottom of the wormhole.
Hang on, I see the lightsaber.
How did that get here?
You could probably
that's not real, right?
Of course I know it's not real.
I don't know with you anymore. I really can't tell sometimes. So anyhow, that telescope got a picture of something really terrifying in space, and NASA's going to have like some kind of press conference where they're going to be like, listen, we don't need to worry because it's like at least 100 million light years away or whatever, but...
They'll talk to us through the metaverse.
Yeah, right. Okay. Deaths.
Oh, this one makes me sad. His muscles are going to get so big, his body can't handle it anymore. Say goodbye to The Rock.
Jeez.
Prognostication!
Wow. I'm saying Elon Musk.
Why?
Because people are mad at him often, I guess. And
prognostication!
Also, or it could be one of his science-y things goes wrong for him.
Okay. He's driving a Tesla down the road, and the aliens through the metaverse make it explode.
They just do what they want.
Okay.
Right.
Kills them in a crash.
makes amazing sense. Mickey.
I'm going to go with Madonna.
Madonna.
Oh.
I don't know why.
She looks like a voodoo doll these days.
I'm going with, and I'm pretty proud of this one because I think this...
Why are you proud about a death?
Yeah.
You will be too. So it strikes close to one of Lazy E's predictions last year, which I thought was pretty accurate because it was like unlikely but still quite possible. It was the Britney Spears one. I was like, oh, that seems like... Kanye.
Mm. Oh.
Going down.
Prognostication!
You'd be happy about that. Be honest. I would be.
I feel like that's kind of plausible, though.
Well.
Yeah, but he's young. He's not, like, dying age, but it's like... Eh.
No, but he's putting himself in a position where he's going to get himself shot.
It would be implausible, but it is very possible. Mm. That's what makes that prediction so good.
Mm. Okay.
Right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, I said the Britney Spears prediction was another one like that. So wow. I was going for that.
All right.
Give myself a fighting chance.
We're on Scandal?
Scandal.
All right. I'm totally going to jump piggyback off of one of yours, the James Webb thing.
Oh.
We are going to find out that was all made up.
It was the chat GDP that's just been drawing
AI
those videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be someone just painted those things. They put it up there like, look what the telescope saw.
Prognostication.
Like the lightsaber. Okay, my scandal is in the entertainment division of life.
Field?
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. And it's, of course, Kim Kardashian. I got to have something happen with her every single year in my prognostications. And... what is going to happen with Kim Kardashian? I will tell you.
Her butt will explode.
That'd be so funny. No. She is going to have more babies.
No.
With Kanye West.
No.
Prognostication.
It's scandalous because they're like not together anymore.
Well, yeah, he's,
like,
and he's a Nazi.
Yeah. that's why it's all scandalous.
He's Black Hitler.
Just explaining that, yeah.
Yep.
True.
So I am piggybacking off of last year with Britney Spears, but I'm going to go with... she has been being run by the Illuminati.
Ooh.
And we're going to find out.
She's being run by the Illuminati?
Yeah, like instead of her dad doing everything, it's the Illuminati.
She's
doing
a robot.
It.
Prognostication!
Also going along with that story would be the reveal that the Illuminati is real. So that's quite a next level.
Yeah, that's double dip. You might have to get $10 from each of us.
First off, the Illuminati would have to be real, and they would be operating Britney Spears like she's a robot or something.
Yeah. Marionette.
I can't not have a conspiracy. Come on.
You're right. Yeah, but that's just that's just so bonkers.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I feel like I need to go lie down after listening to that one.
And now?
All right, so my scandal.
The show Scandal will come back.
Well, I don't even know if I'm familiar with that show.
It's a show.
Yeah.
Okay, I bet it is. My prediction is that... It's going to come out. Something is going to come out with... they've been doing all this stuff, like, with the Twitter files or whatever on Twitter. Like, they've been revealing that, like, oh, the government was, like, trying to basically force Twitter to control speech, which is, like, if you're not aware of that, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out that Google is funding something, like, extremely... nefarious. Like, they're either like they are either directly involved with some kind of like human trafficking or some sort of money laundering scheme that's like controlling all of the money in Europe or whatever. Like, Google's going to be involved in something ridiculous. That's my prediction.
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
If you have one of your own that you'd like to implausibly prognosticate,
yeah,
freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'll send you $5 if you end up getting it right.
Yeah,
but it's got to be implausible. It can't just be kind of, sort of, likely.
Okay. We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, yeah. Kara's been robbed of at least $30.
Well, yeah, she was like, "Oh, Sesame Street teaches us numbers this year."
Up next, how to deal with needy people on a freak accident.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just drop the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
We're a needy.
Don't look so mad at me.
I'm not.
Okay.
I was just looking down on here.
All right. This is a segment about needy people and how to deal with them. So it's six things they do and then what to do to counteract that. And this is in hackspirit.com.
Oh, that's like...
The hack spirits?
Yeah, the spirit of hacks.
Like, chop their arms off?
You really are in a Dahmer mood tonight, aren't you?
Maybe.
Yeah. I thought they meant like you hacked and like you got into God. Like that's how you get into heaven. You hack your way into spirit.
I thought they meant like they're a spirit and they're a hack at it.
No, it means hack like we're hacks on this show. Like we're a bunch of hacks.
Okay.
Does anybody here know or deal with needy people? Like in our everyday lives? You have historically?
I think so, probably. It depends on what it's about. I'll probably know more after we do this, but
There isn't like a particular person in your life that you can think of where you're like, ah, that person's so needy.
The cat.
Right, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, but it's a kitten. It doesn't understand how the world works. It just knows you give it food. So of course it's going to be needy.
It's got like two brain cells. Mickey. Wow.
You and it should get along then. You have zero.
You could share.
So this is this list. Things that needy people do. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all. One, they need to be around people all of the time.
Not anybody here, I don't think.
No, I do.
All the time?
Not all the time, but I don't like
doing things alone, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, all right.
Like, because I always wanted to be in a relationship. And when I wasn't, I was striving to be in a relationship.
Right.
And I tried. Like, well, although I do also say people that aren't in a relationship that don't put your foot out and try, mm-hmm. like do the internet dating thing, do the in-person dating thing. If you're not putting yourself out there, then obviously it's not going to work out. But I was always striving to be in a relationship. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on how often you do things on your own, though.
Not anymore, really.
Not anymore. Well, now that you're in a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, now I'm the old ball and chain.
Mickey, I know you're okay with being completely alone.
I am perfectly okay with it.
If you were Burgess Meredith in that episode of The Twilight Zone where he's in the bank vault and the rest of the world goes...
I would be so happy.
Gets bombed and, yeah, you would be so happy. You'd be in your heyday. And you'd be able to get irradiated. How exciting. Kara, you just need Timmy.
That's it.
You don't even need Golfer. He's there.
I mean, it's fine if he's around, but right. Like, you know, as long as wow. Timmy... Were, what? It's fine. I said it's fine. It's fine. What? Fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
Number two, they need others to approve of what they're doing. I mean, in this instance, that last one for me, like, I don't know. I a lot of times I've been alone in my life, so I've had to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I would prefer to have people around, I guess, but I don't need it. But in this case, though, I don't necessarily know if I need others to approve, but I at least like to know what I'm doing is correct or approved or okay, that people are okay with it.
Yeah, like it's nice to get positive feedback once in a while to know you're on the right track, but maybe you don't need them constantly reaffirming that you're perfect.
I also live by the mantra that no news is good news. So as long as I'm not being screamed at by anybody, I think things are going okay.
That sounds fair.
Anybody else here need approval?
No.
I used to be that Mickey. Way.
No.
I used to be that way, but then I was just like, eh.
Gave up
Who
on
cares?
That.
Because, well, no, if you let people live in your head and what they think is bothering you, they're not thinking that. Chances are they're not thinking
that's
that.
A good point.
So you need to not let them live rent-free in your head. Like, you're not living rent-free in their head.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, they ask the opinion of others before making decisions.
I do that.
Yeah.
Like at a restaurant, if we're eating,
Did we need to talk?
No, I don't care about that. like at a restaurant, I need to know what everybody's eating. You know, like, what are you getting? I need to know, like, what.
Why? Because you're worried you're going to get something too fancy or too droll?
No, more like I'm worried I'm going to be jealous of what somebody else got, and I'm going to want the same thing.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm equally satisfied with my choice. Pig. little piggy. Oh my god.
I mean, I like to ask people like their opinions about things, but that's just because I don't want to necessarily force what I want to do on everybody all of the time. So I ask, where do you want to go to eat? Are you okay with doing this kind of thing? It's not born out of me needing their opinion as much as it is just trying to be considerate.
I don't need it.
I want it.
I want it. I have to have it.
Yeah.
But I don't need it.
I'm just saying, I know what I would do. And I just don't want to be the bull in the china shop all the time. Mickey, are you the person that usually always ends up making the decision?
No.
Really?
No, I leave that up to Murderer.
Huh. That's surprising to me.
Yeah, it is shocking.
Mm.
Yeah, but Mickey is very, like, zen, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just kind of, she goes with the flow. Very, like, she follows the Tao, and she just kind of goes with things. The universe just draws her along. Like, I feel like...
What about the NASDAQ?
What?
The Tao... stocks.
I just feel like Mickey exerts such little effort to exist that one of these days she's just going to turn into mist and disappear like Yoda at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make that a TikTok?
We can. Yeah,
she's just going to become one with the Source.
Yeah. And the lightsaber. She's going to get the
what?
It's the Force.
We can't say that. That's copyrighted. Disney will absolutely destroy this show.
It's been nice knowing you all.
We have to use the conventional, like the generic, the Source. It rhymes, though, so people know what we're talking about.
One with the Porse.
What?
You're getting stupider as we go through the years.
I know. I do think
Horse is a real word, and that rhymes, so...
Of course.
The Porse. The wonderful Mr. Ed.
They need others to say they are right. So, like, they have to prove themselves right. They can't be wrong. Even when they know they're dead wrong, they still try to prove some element of their debate correct.
No.
You don't know anybody who does that? I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm. No, I've definitely seen it done.
Yeah.
I don't, like, actually know anyone that does that.
It happens a lot in internet debates. I've seen it even in, like, in-person discussions, too, though, where somebody will either shift to a completely different argument halfway through the discussion in order to find something that's more tenable as an argument, or they'll point to one obscure thing that they said and be like, well, see, I was right about that. Therefore, that proves my whole argument right. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this works. Have you ever had anything like that?
No, I always thought I was wrong. So I was always afraid to say things in front of people because I thought I was wrong. I wasn't intelligent enough.
What about that time that I had the lyrics wrong for that one song?
Oh, the rabbity?
And I insisted I was still right.
Oh, right, rabbity. Yeah.
Though I knew I was wrong.
Yeah, you did do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
she's
a needy person.
Rabbity shows up in the next verse. Therefore, I was actually right.
Yeah,
that was your argument,
and it never showed up.
Yeah, no,
I did it. That's me.
They need to be front and center, attention hogs.
Well,
if they're needy,
that makes sense. But
sometimes not even just for bad reasons. This is saying here that it could just be that they are always emotionally needy, like they always need a shoulder to cry on because they're constantly in emotional duress.
Aww. Which is a bad thing.
Yeah.
It even says, if they're the ones always looking to be rescued, it's time for an attitude adjustment.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
And they're very jealous. Lazy E, I saw this one. This can be applied to somebody you dated.
We're narrowing that list.
People who are jealous and insecure will tend to cling to their partner as a means of keeping a closer eye on them.
Yes. My ex. Oh, my God. I was her life in a bad way. It was her whole life revolved around me.
Hmm. Like, even when you guys moved to Dallas, she didn't find things to do or new friends in that city?
I didn't really find new friends in that city.
Yeah, but you were also working 22 hours every day.
Yeah, that's true.
But did she have friends in this city to begin with?
She did, but she drove them away.
Where'd she take them?
To Mickey's
Look
hack
at
shack.
You getting to-
mm-hmm. So this is that's the signs of a needy person. Any of those things could be somebody who's a needy person. It does specify here, though, it's important to keep in mind, emotionally stable people can also engage in the above behaviors without being an overall needy person or a narcissist or anything like that.
Oh, but, you mean people need things?
Yeah, from time to time. But the above signs should only signify a needy person if they're consistent over a specific period of time. Now, here's how you deal with it, according to this article. Number one, be clear about what's acceptable. Mm-hmm. So, like, set boundaries and stick to them.
So just don't be around people.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
No. You see, that's avoiding the problem.
Yeah.
Not dealing with the problem.
Yeah, that's conflict avoidance, not conflict resolution. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're clear about what's... So set boundaries. That's an important thing that, I've learned in therapy. It's like setting boundaries and not letting people cross them. If they do, you tell them or you exclude them from your life.
I did a lot of boundary setting last year. Before I left the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
I started saying no a lot more.
And how often were your boundaries completely violated?
So it is important. That's a good piece of advice all the way around.
So it sounds like you know a lot of needy people.
I guess I do. I didn't really think I did.
Forgot about all those needy people.
Giving them the benefit of the doubt, but apparently.
We're cracking open that cantaloupe, and she's finding all kinds of...
Bugs crawling out of holes.
Number two is give yourself space when you need it. So, like, don't let the needy person constantly intrude upon your quiet moments and the you time.
Which is all the time.
They will devour you, and they will chew you up and spit you out.
That's what happened with my ex. I didn't have my own time.
Yeah.
I got home from work. Immediately, I was with
the
her.
The 45 minutes of free time that you had every day.
Yeah, and then, like, I would drive home, and I would take the slowest way home.
Yeah.
Just because I needed me. Just a second.
God, you've mentioned that before, but
it's awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Number three is recognize that you can't change this person.
Nope. Yeah.
You can't change people. You can only change yourself.
Right. You can change how you react to people. Yeah. And then, you know, they have to change themselves. Mm-hmm. Or at least they have to desire to change.
And we've said this on previous shows that... If you get into a relationship thinking you're going to change the person, you're not.
Right.
This is the person you're dating.
Right.
Maybe they improve themselves, but don't bet on it.
Yeah, there's that old piece of advice, like almost like a old wives' tale kind of advice where they say take the worst trait of the person that you're going to be with and multiply that, because as you get further along in life, like if you can handle their worst trait times five, you can like handle being around all the things that might come up as life goes on.
What's the worst trait of golfer?
Oh.
Does he like eat nails? Like his own nails?
No.
Like pick them off with his teeth and then like eat them?
No.
Does he pick his teeth with them?
No.
Does he pick his nose and then look at it?
No, but incidentally, you should not pick your nose. It could actually lead to Alzheimer's.
I didn't know that. I didn't remember that.
Science.
He picked it out with his pinky yesterday. Number four, agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's an important lesson to learn, because you can't change people's minds on some things.
Not everything needs to be argued about. If you see that there's obviously an irreconcilable gulf between you and the person that you're talking to, just learn to pass over that subject matter. And just
do. That's why I'm not on social media.
You are. I see your posts from time to time.
Very rarely.
Ah, but you are on that.
She comes on, she writes a manifesto's worth of a post.
Because I know nobody's going to read it.
I read it.
I'm sorry.
I go a little bit crazier every time. But I understand you a bit more each time, too.
Hmm.
I'm going to follow you right down to that source.
It's the Illuminati.
Hova.
That would be the most disappointing moment of my life if she was proven right about that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Number five, it says put yourself first. This is one that I don't necessarily agree with, just because, like, personally, I'm a firm believer in, like, putting others before yourself.
No.
But that's true to a point.
Butts are for pooping.
As previously established in this discussion, if you're setting boundaries and people are violating them, though, you have to understand that, like, that's... You will, at that point, have done everything that you can for that person, and if they are still trying to violate the very clear, reasonable limitations that you've set up, there's no hope. And then for your own well-being, you have to remove yourself.
There's certain things you have to put yourself first. And I know with my sobriety, that comes before anything else.
Sure.
Anything else. My mental health, that comes before anything else.
Goblin mode.
Comes before anything else.
No, that's a thing. I'm saying it because it's a goblin mode is putting yourself first.
Where did you get that?
Why are they referring to themselves as a goblin?
This is some Chugi crap.
I bet you she found it with the lightsaber.
Guys, goblin mode is when you... Hang on, I'm going to find the actual article so I can read it.
I'm a goblin!
Goblin mode...
She got it from World of Warcraft.
Is
I'm in goblin mode now.
The Oxford 2022 Word of the Year, a great way to approach your life. While many argue that goblin mode could be a negative term, Oxford defines it as unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, or sometimes greedy. But if you believe...
So why'd you call me that?
Because if you focus on the part about being unapologetic, being in goblin mode could be like a good thing.
I do understand the principle of you have to keep yourself...
Yeah, but if you're being a bad person and being unapologetic.
Yeah, that's not. No. Well, but what I'm saying is.
Depends what you're doing.
To Lazy E's point, you need to refresh yourself and center yourself. You need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of other people.
Exactly.
Because if you don't do that, then you're just going to get burnt out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Because you can't be helpful to someone else if you're not helpful to yourself.
Your sobriety came first, but look at how you're using it to help other people.
Exactly.
Your mental health came first, but you are using that to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So there is still an element of, you know, putting yourself second, but at the same time, you do have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an all or nothing kind of thing.
No, it's all or nothing. Make a choice now. Okay. Everybody, round the room.
Hopefully this helped you. Mickey doesn't seem to care.
Nope.
Oh, look, she's practically invisible. I feel like I could put my hand through it. Up next, 10 banished words for this year. We'll see if any of these need to stick around or if we're good with just shucking all of them.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Hey, it's Crisco. Just a quick update here. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. Where did the rest of the crew go? And what is this? Well, one thing that has apparently followed us into 2023 are those pesky technical difficulties that have been plaguing the show for a little while now. We have some old busted up equipment here that we use to record this show. Sometimes it goes haywire on us. This was one of those instances. The last couple of segments here, we tried to record multiple times. And it wasn't working. It kept crashing. We kept losing all of our progress. The file kept, like, deleting itself. So there's really little we can do to finish out this episode until I've debugged the issue. I'll be spending the next week doing that. Unfortunately, you're left with only half or three quarters of an episode here, which is a bummer, especially it being the first new episode back and our 7th anniversary episode. But it is what it is. And that actually is one of the words or phrases that that segment we were going to do about words that need to be banned in 2023. It is what it is was one of them. Well, at least you know that now. But whether we do that segment next week or not, we do have another show coming next week. My hope is that I'll have everything debugged and figured out, and we'll be able to give you a brand new episode next week, free of problems. I am optimistic about this year, even despite it not being off to the best start. Our website, in the meantime, is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Every episode, 7 years worth at this point, now available in the podcast section. You can go download and listen to all of them. The Connect section has places for you to find us on social media. All of our links are there. So come, say hi, leave a comment, especially considering what I'll tell you in a minute here. We've got our shop, 2 t-shirts available. They're both really cool. And you can also request free stickers using the form in the shop section. Of course, wherever you download or listen to podcasts, wherever you get them, make sure you subscribe to A Freak Accident and leave a good review. Reviews help podcasts so much, and it would help us a lot if you left us a good review or a good rating. Next week, we may get to that words that should be banned in 2023 segment. Maybe, maybe not. We are also going to get to 10 uncommon things that should be normalized, a theory on why men decide it's time to get married. May get to that. But the big thing is going to be a listener active. We want to ask you, what is the smallest, pettiest hill that you are willing to die on? And we're going to be posting that up on our social media, possibly TikTok, definitely Instagram and Facebook. So again, go to the Connect section of our website at freakaccident.com and find us on those social media places. And then you can leave your comment and you'll be featured on the show next week when we post that that poll soliciting that feedback. So go check that out. And again, freakaccident.com. Our email address is freaks@freakaccident.com. Thank you so much for helping this show get to 7 years. Whether you've been with us from day one or whether this is your very first episode, we are thrilled to have you here. You're the reason that we do this. So on behalf of Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, my name is Crisco, reminding you that you might think you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens or until my computer crashes. One or the other is going to happen first.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.